You're listening to SBS News.
Doug Spencer is the Rothgerber Chair in Constitutional Law at the University of Colorado. Professor Spencer is an election law scholar whose research addresses the role of prejudice and racial attitudes in voting rights litigation, the empirical implications of various campaign finance regulations, and the ways that election rules and political campaigns contribute to growing inequality in America. So what does President Biden's withdrawal mean for him politically now?
Joe Biden now is a lame duck president, and that is not unprecedented. Every president we've had has had a lame duck period, even for a few months after the election when they've lost, if they were running for re-election and didn't win, like George H.W. Bush or Jimmy Carter. So he will continue to act as president. He's been acting as president even amid all of this chatter about his ability to seek re-election. He went to the G7 summit. He gave a forceful press conference. People respected him as the President of the United States. He still speaks for us. He still leads our foreign policy. He'll still be working with members of Congress. And really nothing changes in his ability to lead us. In fact, he'll have more time and energy to focus on governing than he will be on running for re-election.
What finally persuaded him, do you think, to step down from the nomination?
On the Democratic side, we've seen these senior leaders step up, tell the president, we think that the time has come. And it really made a difference. And so these senior congressional leaders, the majority leader, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, even, you know, these respected elders of the party, so-called, really do have an impact on the future of the party. And we saw that in real time.
So everyone is saying this is unprecedented. Is it?
We have precedent of having open conventions. We have a precedent of nominating major party candidates late in the season, but we really don't have a precedent of a president who wanted to run for re-election and then decided this late in the game that they didn't want to run for re-election after all, after one term. For Kamala Harris, this is all happening very, very quickly for American standards. But as we've seen very recently in Great Britain and France, most national elections around the world operate in 4 to 6 months. And so we're 5 months out from the November election. And this is a very typical time period for somebody to mount a national campaign and to run that campaign. So that's not unprecedented in terms of politics. But for her, she may not have been thinking in advance all the strategic ways that she would otherwise. I think the most important thing she needs to find in a vice presidential pick is somebody who will help her win. And so that either in historical terms has been looking geographically. Maybe she tries to find somebody like Josh Shapiro, who's the governor of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is an important state for the Democrats to capture. Maybe she finds somebody who is more moderate than she is to signal to independent voters that she's a unified ticket. Somebody like an Adam Kinzinger, a never Trumper, or somebody who used to be Republicans but more moderate. So she'll be going through those calculations with her advisors, looking at polling data, thinking about her own values, thinking about people that she gets along with to make that decision. And she doesn't have to make that decision before the convention, just as President Trump didn't identify his vice presidential candidate until their convention. So she has a few weeks here to make that decision.
There's been some chatter on social media that some states have already printed the ballots and it's too late for Harris to be added. But are there actually any legal issues?
There really are no legal options for challenging Kamala Harris appearing on the ballot. And in fact, there's really no valid legal argument to prevent any Democratic candidate from appearing on the ballot. The states have not printed their ballots yet. Every state law says that they will print the name of the major party candidate who's been nominated by that party. Joe Biden was not the nominee. He'd never been nominated by that party. The party's not eliminating him as a candidate. He was the presumptive nominee going into the convention. But until the Democrats nominate formally their candidate, states are just waiting. And so that could be Kamala Harris, that could be Gavin Newsom, that could be any number of people who decide to throw their hat in the ring. But whoever the Democrats nominate will appear on the ballot in all 50 states.
So what do you think President Biden's legacy would be?
When the final word's written about Joe Biden, it will begin by saying he stepped aside to let a new generation of leaders take the reins. And I think that's not a very small thing. And I think it speaks really deeply about his character.